WRUU 850. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack. WRZX 218.
Good morning.
What's going on? Yeah, hit and miss out there in 600 this morning, over.
And nothing else going on either. Roger.
Copy that.
I don't know what's going to be today. Is it going to be raining today?
No rain till Saturday.
Wow. Does that mean we got to water that grass again?
Grass can get bent. I'm done with it for this year.
I think so too. You know, it'll grow back up anyhow. So what else happening? Last night I was on the 675. It was hardly anybody on that repeater.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't hear nothing either. I just went on to bed.
So how are you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, we're all right. Might get out here and blow a couple leaves today. That's it.
Those leaves, they start coming down, too. Roger.
Roger that. They're a little late this year, but it's been warm.
Now, what was that, Randall?
Station far, far away.
Probably out of Ohio.
Might be. Heard us chatting on here. What I'm thinking, over.
Yeah, probably. Because I think when the people get up now and go to work, they turn the radio on.
Probably, yep. I just turned this on a little, a few minutes back. I got a copy going right now, over.
Can you believe I just woke up, went to, to pee and come back. That's about it. I just woke up.
Roger that. Man, give me a little something to eat too, I think, here, over.
That would be a good thing in the morning. Maybe a couple of eggs or some sausage and something like that. All right, Lando, let me get that coffee going because, you know, I can't sleep that good without coffee. Talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to be on here anyhow. And 600, WIEG 488, clear.
Roger that, Jack. All right. We'll talk at you later this afternoon or something. WRZX 218. We are clear and standing back.
WSEU 202. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, 202.
That's a ride.
Good morning.
Making an exit there.
202.
202, and we're back quiet.
Station 202, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I just sitting here listening to all their jibber-jabber on the CV and just getting ready for work, head out the door. I turned this radio on to see what was going on before I headed out, that's all.
No problem. Yeah, it's not, there's no sunshine right now, so we'll see. And no rain either, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah, this time of season's tricky. You know, I put shorts on and I put my sweatpants over the top. You know, time we get to the job site, the sweatpants are off, you know. That's Michigan for you, though. You gotta love it. 202.
Hey, Lando. All right, 202, you take care and have a good day. This is WIUG 488.
Yeah, that last transmission you put out kind of cut out, so I was just kind of waiting for you to key back up. Yeah, you have a great day, Jack. We're going to get out here and try to make a prosperous day out of this one.
Wait, how about now? Is now any better?
You didn't cut out on that last transmission. Yeah, you're doing good. You might just like go to key early or something. I don't know.
Sometime it happened. All right. Have a good day. WREG 48.
Go have you some of them bacon and eggs, and maybe your mouth and your hand will have the same coordination. WSEU 202, and we're back.
Right about that.
Have a good one, Jack. We'll talk to you soon, man. 202, and we're back quiet.
WRC-254. WSEA 943 for a radio check. Radio check, you're making it 100%. WRT 224. Take your bus. Good day to you.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile.
Morning, Bob. What are you doing out this early? WRT 224, mobile in Oakland County.
Go see if I can put some deer meat in the freezer, Roger. Oh, I should say some more.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I need to get myself out there. Need to make some time I would say I don't have time, but that's not an excuse. You can always make the time.
Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm retired and I'm still having trouble finding the dime, Roger.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like you're being busy then with your requirement. I'm just actually heading into work myself.
No, I keep moving. I think that's the key to my success. If I sit still, I'll fucking just, excuse me, I'll just rot away, Roger.
That actually is a fact because I work with disabled people and there's actually equipment for that condition where they can't move. It helps their body move for them and gets their muscles going and circulation and digestion going, all that stuff.
Yes, sir. Well, I commend you and I salute you for your service to your fellow man there. I myself am 100% disabled veteran, and I'm in the MOVE program there up at the VA here at the outpatient clinic. So, yeah, I can definitely get behind what you're dealing, Roger.
Yeah, and it's a good job. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy that I'm helping people in their lives. I repair their equipment and help set it up for them, get them fit into it properly and all that good stuff.
Do that. Well, for what it's my 2 cents worth, at the ripe old age of 66 there, if you can find a job that you want to get out of bed and go to every morning, well, you pretty much got it made, man, Roger.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy job, but it's worth it. Yeah, time goes by pretty quick, and we stay busy. Hard to find workers these days, too. And this isn't really a job that you can just jump into, so when we have new people, we have to train them for a while before they can go off on their own.
Do that. Spent 23 and a half years, damn near 25, paying them bills and planning for my retirement and serving my country. So, yeah, again, it's admirable what you're doing there. And like you say, it's paying the bills and it makes you feel good. So that's important as well, I believe. Roger.
Yeah, I very much appreciate what you've done for this country, too. A lot of that stuff, that appreciation is going away now with the younger generations. They don't understand what it's all about. It's getting sad. Our Constitution's fading away. Everything that everybody fought for is starting to fade away.
I'm not allowed to talk politics. If I do, I have to go back and heavily medicate myself. Yeah, it's a sad situation, brother. We just pray to the good Lord, and, you know, it could be worse. We could be down there in Florida. All right, my friend. Have a safe day. We'll do it again. I'm sure it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, clear on your final, sir.
All right, Bob, yeah, I'm a couple minutes out from my destination anyway, so good timing. Yeah, we'll talk to you again. WRQUT24.
radio check. WSBC 690.
WRZP 504, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. You're loud and clear, very little static in your background, and if you would, kindly take the Roger beep off there in your menu. They're not necessary here, as the repeaters will go ahead and tone out at the end of your transmission, sir.
Thank you so much for the reply. Testing out a new antenna on my handheld. And I will turn off the Roger beep. Thank you.
Roger that. Antenna's doing it. Like I said, a little popcorn, that's to be expected. So, and don't worry about the Roger beep. We all go through it. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544.
Thank you. You as well. WSEC 690 clear.
Last station submits the call. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Whiskey 947.
I have just come to the realization that these things work better if you turn them on. WRCY 565, what, 1008? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you, sir. WRZP 544.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I was up earlier, and I said, why don't I hear Sheboygan Bob? So I called the authorities and let them know he's on the road again. And like I said, I just come to realize, why is it so quiet in my place, and I forgot to turn the radios on this morning. Go!
Done that, done that, got the T-shirt. Nope, made it to the place, made it home, they never caught me, Roger.
Well, I'm usually up at 5, which I was. I usually have the radios on by 6 because I have coffee in me. That way I don't sound stupid on the radio. And, you know, I do the triple S routine, you know, S, shower, shaving, all that. Everything's done, and I'm like, why is it so quiet here? I just hear my music. And like I said, forgot to turn the thing on this morning. You have a wonderful day up north, and enjoy the weather while we still have it. And right now, I don't even know what the temperature is down here, but I think it's like enough. Maybe low 50s. I know it got down into the 40s last night. That's about it. So we'll catch up with you later. WRCY 565 down in Madison Heights, 12 miles from Detroit.
Just like yourself, I'm either up by 4 or 5, and if I'm not in the shack by 6 or on the road, something's wrong. It happens. You enjoy your day, Donald. Always a pleasure to have you in our home in this city. WRUP 544 Claire Monitoring System.
RCY, you still there? WRMC 640. WRCY 565, yes, I am here. Cool, I heard you there. Just wanted to say hi, see how everything was going. Well, if you heard me, you heard I came to the conclusion that these radios don't work unless you turn them on. I've been up since 5. I usually turn them on at 6, and I guess I forgot. You have to buy the new special model that turns itself on. So when somebody says your call, WRCY, whatever, it wakes itself up. But that would cost more money. Well, pretty much all my devices, except for my Motorola, do that. And my Motorola didn't do that. Everything in my house is pretty much set up to go off at 9 o'clock at night and wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I just, like I said to Bob up north in Sheboygan, you know, I just, why is it so quiet in here? I hear my music, because I have music playing all the time. But I didn't hear any radio chatter. And I said, this is weird. And then I look over and I go, oh, I never pulled a radio off the charger and turned it on. Or did I turn on my base unit? There you go. So, yeah, I've been playing around with my Motorola a lot lately. I was trying to get it to work with the All-Star Node, and I did. And I learned something about it. So I've been doing that, programming that up, just trying to get it where I want it. Traveled across the state the other day, put every person they could possibly do in it. And and I caught most of the repeaters, so that was good enough for me. So I do like this radio. That is one cool toy. Well, I'm talking on my cool toy, D model, right now, and I still like these things a lot. And they're telling people, don't buy the R7 for amateur radio. It's just, there's some little glitches in the R7, which is the successor to this radio, and I'm hearing on Facebook and a couple other social media sites that get a 7550 or 7550E if you can, if you want to talk amateur radio. I can't remember what the whole article was about, but this is a solid little radio, and I got to get all the amateur stuff put into it, and the MI5 and the CMR from the WACMN site and all that stuff. I got to get that put in here yet. But, you know, Sean's busy. Everybody's busy. I'm patiently waiting.
If you want, I can do it. Just tell me what you want and where you want it, and I can set it up for you, you know, just tell me how you want it to scan or not to scan, but I can set it up for you pretty quick. I can just copy and paste, because I've got that all set up in my radio, so I just can copy and paste. There's another digital one out in Bloomfield Hills, the Oak repeater, that's got some traffic on it once in a while. There's a really powerful one that's got virtually no traffic. I forget his name, Collins, CMC, that one's real, real strong out there, and then there's another one, WATRO, so close to you, there's a whole bunch of digital repeaters that don't get much traffic.
Well, I'll keep it in mind, because I also have the 550E that needs to be looked at as well. And, it'll only be a couple of radios that's going to have, I've got, five of these things total? Am I'm only going to do two of them because my girlfriend has on amateur radio. She's piggybacking off my GMRS, and the people at Motorola don't care about my other DMR, DMI turbo system, who's on it, you know, because it's under their license, and I'm just an innocent bystander. But, next time we're at breakfast together, remind me, and I will hook up a few somehow, some way, and I'll go over what I would like to have done, maybe add some of your recommendations, so on and so forth. Again, I've been patient with all this because everybody's busy, and, it'll happen, in due time. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks for the call back, and you have a great day. WRCY 565.
Yeah, I should be there Saturday. I'll print up my my list. It's real easy. I just tell it to print, and it'll show you all the frequencies I got in mind, and then you can just pick and choose if you want to do that. And plus, you know, and if you have Sean do it, it'll be easier for him, too, so that way he can just do that. But, yeah, with the CPS software, you just can take one, open up two at the same time and just copy and paste and then just decide what you want to scan and what you don't want to scan. So talk on you later. Where am I? WRMZ 640.
Much appreciate the offer. You have a great day. WRCY 565, I'm clear for now.
Sean, if you're on this frequency, I have arrived.
Wow, what's got you over here? Anyhow, I'm about a mile out.
WRCY was playing around with his 7550, so I responded back to him.
Okie doke. Yeah, I'm I'm on haul, maybe about a half mile above macro spec, so I'll be there momentarily.
Ten four, I go and get us a Cape L. They're not too crowded. WRMZ 640.
All right, WRUU 850.
Wave my hand, Sean. Good morning, WRCY 565. Yeah, got to turn some things on this morning. Those things happen. That's what happens when you get a year older, I guess. You start to lose the cognitive memory that, oh yeah, these things don't turn on by themselves. Have a great day. Be a nice day, nice weather. WRCY 565, we are clear.
Can't get your west side stuff went smoothly this weekend?
Yeah, I was over in Grand Rapids and Big Rapids. Yeah, everything went well. Went and saw my niece up in Big Rapids with my sister. And Joe tagged along because she had to go to some kind of gymnastics team reunion there. So instead of her and I going in one vehicle and my sister going out with that, we decided to carpool it. That's why things got changed at the last minute, and that's why I missed breakfast. So, you know, but yeah, everything's good. We're good. I should be there Saturday as long as, you know, I don't, you know, fall off my balcony or something between now and then. But, yeah, we'll see you all on Saturday for sure. Have a great day. Take it if you're on the road today. Or I don't know if you're working on the road or you're just off. But again, make the best of it. Be careful.
No, just meeting Wally for some brunch. And then pretty much at the shop all day. Lots of work to do. All right, I'm here. I'm going to get parked and get on inside. Talk to you in a bit. WRUU 850.
WRC Wi-Fi 65.
WSHE 266, monitoring.
294. WRNZ 294. WIUG 488. Copy. WRNZ 294. WRNZ 294. WIUG 488. Copy.
WIUG 488 clear. WRXM 295 monitoring.
You hear Wally?
Yeah.
So you gotta go to the old building or the new building?
The one by the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, because this thing's on the old one. There's nothing on the new one.
Okay, which one's the old one? Like I said, the one I'm going to is like the deeds office or something like that. Whatever. I just know it's the Buffalo Wild Wings and the Huntington Bank are in the same parking lot.
Oh, that's else. Yeah, I know where you're going. That's I think they call it the Talmer Building or something. Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Sorry about that. My little HD all of a sudden hit the channel. I was getting a bunch of backfeed. So as I'm going down Prospect here, I see that big tall building with the flag on it. That's where this is?
No, that's the new building. There's a... right next to it. It's an old building.
Well, the new building looks taller.
Yeah, if you count the spire.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, that makes sense.
What I need to do is I need to replace that flagpole with a station master.
Or let's just leave the flagpole there and put the station master on top of the flagpole. What do you think about that?
That'd go over like a fart in church.
Yeah, not in my backyard. I'm getting closer. There's a bunch of antennas on top of that thing.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly Freddie and the boys. There's a lot up there, yeah.
I see probably 10 of them.
That's why I was asking where you were going, because I thought if you were going to that building, I was going to say, hell, I'll meet you there and give you the nickel tour, but yeah, you're going elsewhere. You're going to be north of there a ways in a separate complex.
Yeah, I'll catch you the next meal.
because I'd like to tour that place.
Well, we should show up to the office and check where are you, and then, of course, they're starting to ask questions they know the answer to, which is kind of a cue for, like, where are you?
They're pulling all the Constantine wire out of the old place next to me. Huh. Making progress. All right, I'll catch you later. I'm getting parked here. WRUU 850.
Yeah, when we talk over here, we have to thank WRMZ 640. Take care.
Well, good morning, 640, and good morning, 850. I just want to see how you guys doing, and that's about it. WIAD 488. How you doing, Jack? I'm just parking here, and I got to get in the shop. We'll catch you in a little bit, but I wanted to say hello. WRUU 850.
Hey, John. Thanks for asking back. Take care. Have a good day. WIUU. WIUU 850. WIUU 488.
Hey, Jack. Gotta say hi. Your signal's terrible again. What'd you do? You used to have such a good, nice, strong signal.
Well, you know what? I got that 2x4 comment. That's probably why. And I'm here. I'm Miles Clements Revere on 696 and Telegraph.
Okay. Well, if you're that far away, then that explains it. So, okay. I was here to let you know you're broken.
Good to hear from you. Keep it up. You take care and you have a good day.
WIAD 488. WRMZ 640. In Never Never Land.
Forty. You coming to a breakfast this week or not?
Yeah, I think so. That's the plan. Unless something else changes, they asked me to watch the grandkids, so I might come with the grandbaby, the boy. Give him a little bitty radio, let him play around, little FRS radio, let him play around with it. So that's the tentative plan. A lot have been going on the last couple days. Got married, did a honeymoon, her father died. What else? I can't remember. Oh, had to go to Papa, watch one of my buddy's sons get promoted. So there's been a lot going on.
I know what you're saying. Well, anyhow, you take care, and good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIAD 488.
Yeah, I kind of missed that, so I will get there. Talk to you later, Jack. Market in Maine.
SBM 993 monitoring. SBM 993, radio check.
Have the RZP 544 loud and clear here in Sheboygan County, sir.
WRCT.
SBM 993. WSBM 993, radio check. Is the repeater up or down?
993, I'm getting pretty clear in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZP
511.
WRZP 544, sir, you're loud and clear in Sheboygan County. I guess he ain't got no ears. WRZP 544, clear monitor.
WSDE 688, this is WSDS 979, go ahead.
Are you on the ORAD yet?
No, I am not on my URID vehicle, but I will let you know.
Okay, I'm on there right now.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know when I'm on the URID vehicle.
Okay, thanks. WSDE 688, clear.
WSDS 979, clear. WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. WSDE 688. WSDE 688. WSTR 979. WSTS 979, clear.
WSDE 688 to WSDS 979.
Go ahead.
Right, so I'm about to target what aisle do you want to meet me in? And I apologize, folks, for the short transmissions, but my phone's kind of on the fritz. Anyhow, I'll e-respond WSDS 979. Thank you.
I could reach him. He's probably in the toy area. I think that, that's where I'll make my purchases and stuff, so yeah.
Oh yeah, for Ivy, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Alright, sounds good. Alright, WSTE 688 on standby.
Yes, 979 on standby.
WRZZ-3 radio check.
Sound loud and clear to me.
Copy that. Thank you. I'm just hitting a Detroit repeater down here in Lincoln Park. Over.
Roger that. I'm on that repeater also, out here in Ypsilanti Township, Canton Township line, over.
Copy that. Well, you're making the trip over here to Lincoln Park very well. You're coming in crystal clear.
And you likewise. This is WRZX 218. We're clear after your final.
Copy that. This is WRZZ 873. I'll be clear as well.
WSDE 688, this is WSDS 979. WSDS 979, clear.
This is WRTT 347, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
This is WRCY 565, Downing Madison Heights. You're making it into the repeater loud and clear, sir.
Okay, we'll copy that. I was actually trying for the Detroit 600 repeater, and I wasn't actually hearing anything back from that. So thank you very much. I just flipped channels and caught your traffic. Thank you very much for the response.
Not a problem. WRCY 565 is clear. Well, what's the score?
One nothing, Tigers.
Cool, just got in the car, leaving work. So, there you have it. What inning? You're pretty rough on that last one. Weren't making it too well, but looks like it's second inning. So, all right, nice and early.
Okay, how am I coming in now?
That's better. Still a little picket fencing, but I can copy you now.
Yeah, they're going into the third inning, so hopefully they pull this off. Copy me now. I'm still on the Mayville repeater here in Bay City.
Oh yeah, I had you last time as well. You're it's not great, but it's fine, perfectly copyable.
Okay, roger that. This is WRZQ 432. My name's Richard, Bay City, Michigan.
Okay, Richard, that's about the most you'll get me to remember. Not good with GMRS calls. They all sound the same to me. But unless somebody got something really clever like, WONT or something.
but anywho, got the radio, got the game on here on the radio, and should be able to get home in time to watch the bulk of it. Hopefully hopefully the Tigers can pull it out, and it would be a nice shape to be in going back to Cleveland.
Yes, sir. It's been 10 years since they've been in Detroit Field for a playoff. Okay, I'm going to step back into my office here and close things up and head home and finish watching the game. You have a good day. This is WKRZ-436, clear.
All right, hopefully you get home in time to watch the Tigers win. Catch you later. WRUU-850. Name is Sean, by the way.
Hey, Sean. Nice talking with you. I hear you on here from time to time, and I hear Jack on here quite a bit as well.
Jack? I don't know if I've ever heard of him.
Believe it or not, he was the very first person I had to run a GM on that.
Ambassador Jack. There you go. All right, anyhow, I'll let you get to it. I'm going to get turn the game up here, try to see what's going on here. WRUU-850.
850, John. This is WRX, I-212, Keith from Canton.
I know that voice, Keith from Canton. How you doing?
Good. It's good to hear you on the radio. You know what I was wondering is, you doing anything with the simulated emergency test this weekend?
Well, because they're like in a rebuilding phase, and we just recently appointed a new coordinator and you know, deputy and all that stuff, you know, their numbers are kind of low. They're, you know, they're just kind of getting their feet. I said, you know what? I'm all in. I said, what do you need me for? I'll do anything you want. So yes, I'm gonna. It's not my. It's not something I'm really well versed in. You know, people that know how to do this stuff a lot better than me. So I'm going to try not to embarrass myself, try to participate and help in any way I can.
That's awesome. If you could just make a call into the 5.33 repeater anywhere between like 9:30 and 11:30, that would even be helpful. Just, you know, check into the Wayne County net and tell them you're over on the other county as a neighbor and willing to answer any questions. You know, something like that. It's always helpful. WRX IQ12. Mobile.
All right, I'll think to do that. So we'll see. I'm not sure what to expect. So I just they put out a questionnaire. You know, can you help? You know, what can you do? This, that, and I just, you know, I checked every box. Whatever you want me to do. So I have no idea what that's going to entail, but there you have it. Yeah, I'll make it a point to do that, Keith. We'll see if we can't get in there.
Okay, yeah, that's great, because some people we want to go out to a site, right? They'll go out to a site and make sure that they can still maintain communications from that remote site. But other people, you know, we just give them a virtual assignment, like, can you get over to, like, Oakland County on a radio and ask those guys if they can confirm good, solid communications with you, you know, from Wayne County, that kind of thing there, you know.
All right, sounds good. So I guess everybody's, you know, going to light up for this. This is not just us.
Should be statewide. So, you know, there should be some people working out of Oakland, Macomb, St. Clair. See, we can't reach St. Clair really from ours, so St. Clair's out for us, but Monroe and Washtenaw should be in, Macomb should be in, and, you know, that's the way it looks.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. We should be able to get some action in the St. Clair, at least to some degree. Particularly, I don't think they don't have my Richmond repeater listed as a resource, but I'm looking to get All-Star functional on the 7.2, and you know, maybe in events like this we could hook it in to the FBI repeaters, and that would give them a you know much better footprint throughout the county. You know, we'd have to disconnect from Central Michigan at that point because they'd be doing their own thing, but. Oh, plans, you know, plans.
Yeah, plans. We're just making plans, you know, try and connect as many people as we can. It'll work out good for both counties. So, like, when one county reaches out and confirms communication with another, they both get points, if you will. So, it's altogether good from the standpoint of just teamwork, right?
Gotcha. So, all right, I've got somebody else that might be interested in getting involved in this, but they're not currently. Do they need to wait until they're kind of like on the record, or can they? Is there anything they can offer this Saturday?
Are they CERT or some other kind of role, you know, in their local, like, emergency management kind of stuff? Because they're welcome. So, like, we got a fireman a couple doors down, and I go down and knock on the door and make sure everything's okay.
Well, he is a fireman, so, but I don't know if he's from west side of the state. I don't think he's got any affiliations locally here yet. We had lunch today and he expressed an interest in, you know, at least dabbling, dipping his feet. He's pretty busy, just got married and some other various stuff. So, you know, it's not like he's had a boatload of time to be dabbling with this, but he has expressed an interest.
That's still okay too, right? Because we could just say, you know, such and such. Let's say, like, Roscommon County firemen visiting our area made contact with us to see if there was any assistance needed. You know, that kind of thing. So, you've got my phone number. If you want to give them my phone number, all you got to do is text me or call me and say, yeah, I'm here and things are good, and we'll count it.
All right, I'm kind of seeing how this works, kind of like a little mini contest, so yeah, good deal. All right, cool. I'll see what we can do. I'm just learning about it. I'm green on this stuff, so I just wanted to help the boys up here in Macomb because they you know they're just getting their feet wet and starting to get a lay of the land. So I figured until they get up and running, I you know myself and I got another guy at my shop. Who's, you know, offered to perhaps help if he can. So, you know, and then, of course, Paul, you know, Paul remains involved even though he's no longer the EC. So, yep. All right, cool. See how it goes. It'll be my first.
Hey, very fun. And, you know, I've been working with Paul and Mike, VDZ, and David's the new guy, right? So yeah, we've been working together to show them like what I'm doing and just exchange ideas and things.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that because they got, you know, like you said, they've got a, you know, they got a big job, you know, ahead of them to get to, you know, build things back up and all that, and it's going to take some work and
anybody who's had success. I know you guys have had success with it, and you know, of course, then we've got the Central Michigan guys. They've had success with it, so I think Oakland's pretty thriving, from what I've heard. So, a lot of good pointers out there. A lot of good advice. Anyhow, enough on all that. Just we'll be in touch.
Very good, very good. Yeah, we've all been sharing stuff. They've got our complete plan. They got the email, both Mike and David, anyway, of our entire plan. It went out over the weekend, so don't know what we're up to. And this is WRXI212. Boy, my phone's sending me all over the place to get home. There must be traffic problems. I'm going to turn south on Livernois now. We'll see where that takes me.
They're all listening to the Tigers game, not paying attention.
Yeah, there is that. The other thing I see going on, too, is the way some of these people drive now, they don't care about other people. They're indifferent. It's almost like they believe these other people aren't people or don't matter somehow. And yet, they all have families. So, you know, not cool.
I spent a long time, you know, cycling more than I was driving, and you know, and then I took a little sabbatical from it when my children were real young. I figured I couldn't risk, you know, I couldn't risk it. And then when they were grown and all that, I got back into it, and oh my God, what a change! You know, my kids were born around 90. And so, you know, when they were little, you know, so all through the 90s, until about, 05, 06, I wasn't riding because I just didn't want to risk, you know, leaving the kids without a dad and when they were young. But, you know, then I started to dip my feet back into it back in 05, 06, after the kids were a little bit older, and, man, what a change. Oh, my God. You know, phones have come, and people were driving with their heads, you know where, and it's just a frightening proposition. I don't know. I have mixed emotions about it. I still love it, but, man, it's a different prospect.
It really is. It really is. Like, I got my ticket, but I'm not going to get a machine because I don't want to leave anybody. You know, my kids still need me, my wife still needs me, you know what I mean? I don't want to leave them a vegetable to take care of, so I'm waiting to see. If we end up living in a different community and a different situation, you know, where it's safe to ride, then I'll definitely pick it up. That's for sure. I got enough experience on dirt and all that kind of stuff that maybe it'll do a little bit of street stuff and it'll work out okay.
Yeah, you just got to be real careful, man. It's just unbelievable, you know, so the way some of these people are driving. So I've took up bicycling in recent years, and oddly, I got ran over by a car. So you know, sometimes that's not even much better, you know, so it that was a little different situation, but you know, broke four of my ribs and three of my, I'm sorry, I always say four. Guy I work with, he had an ATV accident, and he's out right now with four broken ribs, so I keep saying that. I broke three when I got in my bike accident, and yeah, that wasn't fun, but that was on a bicycle. But there's ways to do that safely. You can, you know, go on dirt trails and paths and, you know, and bike paths and all that. And aside from, you know, where you have to cross main roads or something, and if you do that carefully, you're pretty safe. But I've been on some roads, you know, some open roads. Like, I was on North Territorial once on a bike ride with a bunch of gravel grinders. And I was a little puckered on that one. It was just people flying by at 60, 70 miles an hour, not a whole lot of shoulder. Yeah, that was not, I was out of my comfort level, you can say that.
QRX-8212. All right, I got over to Davison. Oh, man, there's some traffic problems over here. And, gosh, you know, I could see how that would be a very kind of eye-opening experience. I don't know what else to call it. So, yeah, I'm thinking my wife's from a small town, and so if we got back to a small town kind of atmosphere, maybe that's the place. Maybe that's the place to do it, but we're not there right now.
Yeah, there you go. That's definitely something to consider. And yeah, I don't know if anywhere is really any safer, but this area here is definitely just a lot of traffic and all that stuff. And you know, there's a I'll do it. You know, get the bike out there, and you know, and I'll do it. And I feel once when I'm on the bike, I feel not in the motorcycle. I'm back to motorcycles now. I feel really confident and you know, sure of myself and. I'm watching everything really careful. But it's when I'm not on the bike and I think about how crazy it is. It really bothers me. It's weird. But once I get on it, that melts away. Which I don't know that it should, though. You know, it's no less dangerous than it was when I was thinking about it. It's actually more dangerous when you're doing it, right? All right. Anyhow, Keith, looks like the Tigers had a leadoff double in the third here. I'm going to turn that up, see how they're doing. And I got to make a stop here in a second. At the produce store. So, pleasure as always, and I will, if I don't talk to you before, I will try to check in over the weekend.
Hey, that's awesome. Thank you, Sean. All right, you two have a great day. Enjoy the game and the good weather, and I'm going to say 7-3 from WRX-I212 mobile.
All right, Keith. Take care. Drive safe. WRUU850.
WSCY-717 monitoring. Hope everyone's having a good day. WSCY-717.
Picking station, this is WRX, I-212. Name here is Keith, I'm mobile in the Detroit area.
Hey, good afternoon, name's Reed. I'm over in the Walled Lake area, just trying out a new antenna with my little radiodity. How's it sounding over there?
It actually sounds very good, very good. That's a handy talk to you, right?
No, it's a 20-watt mobile rig. I just have to kind of set up as a base station. And then on Amazon, I bought a little Yagi that's meant for GMRS. It has a little gamma match on it that you can adjust slightly. And I threw it like 25 feet up in the air above the house.
Oh, well, 20 watts, 20 feet above the house. It's working fantastic. So, Walled Lake, I'm trying to think, how far north of that is that from, like, 96 and Telegraph? That's where I am right now.
Yeah, so we're maybe 5 miles north of Novi, like the Novi Road exit off of 96.
Okay, yeah, so you're north and west. Very nice. Well, it sounds fantastic, so congratulations. And traffic is slowing down here quite a bit. We're going to be going about 25 miles an hour here on 96. That just doesn't seem right.
All those orange barrels out there, I imagine, aren't helping with any of the traffic, but hopefully we're coming to the end of construction season, and then, you know, we've got the battle of snow and ice. Over.
Yeah, you're right, I forgot about that. The barrels will go away and gets replaced by snow and ice. Right now I don't have any barrels on 96, like Beach Daily in 96. It's clear roads, but it's lots of traffic. Lots of people going your direction.
WRKC 822, you're calling from the Novi area, I believe. Your radio does sound pretty good today, nice and clear on my end. I'm over by Mount Clemens Repeater. Over.
Sorry, guys, just caught the tail end of that. Had my 4-year-old come in here popping balloons and yelling in my face, so I turned everything off real quick. Is Mount Clemens over there?
That is correct. I'm over on Gross Beck, heading north at the Mount Clemens Repeater right now towards Armada Township. You're coming in pretty good with your new antenna on your mobile, you said?
No, it's just a little base station at the house. I've got like a 12-foot mast, about 14 feet up, so almost 26 feet in the air.
Yeah, very nice. It's coming in nice and clear. I'm on a handheld today with a Nagoya 771G. That's on a
mobile. Yeah, great. It sounds like you've got good signal strength, just a little bit of that like crackling bacon in the background. Other than that, very readable. So I'm at, I'm keying into the Detroit repeater, and as far as I know, they are linked to the internet, and then they all output on whichever repeater you're talking to. Over.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, being that I'm hearing Roscommon traffic and Saginaw and Bay City as well. I have heard some up north near that makes a lot more sense doing that versus the MIS.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way they have that all set up and open for everyone to use. Really great. And, you know, it actually got me into ham radio. So I started with GMRS, and then I went and took my tech in general and started playing around in HF, but and have fun bouncing back and forth between all the frequencies that are available now.
Yeah, I'm looking at my stations as well. I'm going to go for my technician, I believe it is, which is station level. I've got a study book that the ham radio book, I believe it's written by
for sure. It's a deep rabbit hole, so I wish you the best of luck with that. I had just good experience with using ham radio prep. It was like $30 or $40 to download the app and use their service to get you prepared for the test, and I passed all of them on first try, so you know, kudos to that as a study prep.
Morse code was, it's like the first thing that everyone feared having to learn. There's quite some difficulty in having to know that. Is, I know they get away with that. Is there anything that you'd recommend I focus my study on for being able to pass that test first try?
Yeah, the Morse code requirement is gone. I've been trying to play around with the app Morse Mania to learn myself just for fun. much more difficult than I anticipated, but not surprised because I've never been great with foreign languages, and that's basically what it is. But yeah, I just use ham radio prep to study, and then hamstudyguide.org. It's a free website that you can just take a million practice tests, and once you're averaging about 80%, go ahead and book. I took all my tests virtual, and they kind of proctor it via kind of a Zoom call, and had a good experience with that as well. Over. Out there, and sorry for who we were talking to earlier over there on 96 and Telegraph, but both my kids just got home from school now, so I've got to go, but it was good talking to everyone. Glad things are working out. Wish you the best of luck on your test. This is WSDY 717. I'll be clear after you.
717, have a great afternoon. Good luck with the kids. WRXI212 is mobile.
That's what it was, 5212. It was good talking to you, and have a good afternoon. Safe drive.
Yeah, WRX-I212 is going to be clear. Traffic is just too nasty. We're trying to do radio on traffic, too.
SEW573 monitoring. WSEW573 monitoring.
WSVM 993. WSVM 993, is there any station out there that can tell me if the Saginaw repeater may be down?
Saginaw repeater was active about 2.5 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you very much. WSVM 993, clear.
Somebody's dead seeing it.
WSVM 993 for radio check on Saginaw repeater.
Operator calling the Saginaw repeater. It's working fine. WRCY 565.
WSEL radio check, Ronald, come in. WSEL 475 radio check, Ronald, come in.
Michael, read you loud and clear here.
Good deal, reading you loud and clear just as well. WSEL 475 out.
Thank you, sir. We're out.
WRZP 544, sir, if you would kindly turn off your Roger beam. The repeater will tone out at the end of your transmission.
WSVM 598, radio check. WSEN 598, radio check.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
I'm down here in Detroit. My mom lives in Sheboygan. I'm rebuilding her house. How's the weather out there? I'm worried. I haven't insulated her addition that I built for her yet. I'm worried she's getting cold.
Apparently it's 56 degrees in sunshine, and low 30s for the rest of the week, but high 50s, mid 60s, so far so good, Roger.
That's good to hear. I don't want her freezing. She gets cold easily.
Alone in that respect, and I salute you for taking care of your mother. WRZP 544, enjoy your day and be safe out there.
FBN 598, clear.
Hello?
Get them tigers. Chewie.
WRVG 8374. Can I get a radio check?
You sound good, 374, loud and clear.
Awesome, thank you. Just testing the new radio out, and I'm actually inside a building, so I'm kind of surprised that I'm able to get into the repeater as well. Thank you for the radio check. Have a great day.
Uh-oh, what'd you get?
I've just been playing with these Redivis. I think they're the RT85. Something like that. They're dirt cheap on Amazon right now.
I bought two of them. And then when I saw the price today, guy I work with bought two more. That's crazy. They're like $19.76 for a pair.
Yeah, I've bought more than a few of them. So I might have a problem here, a little bit of an addiction to these. The $10 radios.
Weird.
All right, cool, thanks. This is WRVG 374, I'll be clear.
Yeah, we all got a little bit of addiction problem, but it's all good. I got me a pair of those myself. They're on their way. WSBS 311.
Say that model number one more time, WRVS 5-Lane.
They are the Redivis RT85.
RT85, got it. Thank you very much, sir. Good day.
Have a good one.
It's kind of funny, they were $40 and they had a $10 off coupon, so I said, holy cow, $30 for a pair of radios, I'll take them. So a guy at work today, he says, oh, man, why don't you tell me about that? And I go, well, they're probably on a sale now. And I go, and I look at it, not only are they 20. And I'm like, holy cow, he got them for 10 bucks less than me. That's crazy. That's just crazy. I got one sitting right here.
And, I mean, it is what it is, but they work.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this lowest price they've just got now, it's $20 for two radios, right? $10 a piece.
Yeah, it's $19.76 for a pair today, the Amazon Prime Day. Now, those are amateur bands, dual band, dual watch, amateur band. They are programmable with chirp. I don't know if they can be modified to do GMRS. Not that anyone would do that, but as they come out of the box, they're designed for amateur radio use. But still, what a bargain.
Hey, Sean, they can definitely, somebody with the right skill set, we'll say, would be able to modify them to work on both ham and GMRS. One might find that on YouTube.
Not that anyone would do that, but that's good to know.
Oh, nobody would ever do that, that's for sure. But yes, good to know.
My problem is I'm running out of wall sockets. Power strips are getting to be expensive, so if I buy a pair of those, I might have to plug them into my bathroom wall socket to charge them.
There is nothing wrong with that.
On to the 7th.
SBM 993.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for letting me know about the RT85s. Amazon's about to give me eight of them. I'm very happy. WRUP 518.
WRZQ 607.
This is WRQC 347 mobile monitoring.
WSDM 909.
WRVV525 mobile.
WSTD688, this is WSTS979.
Are you still on the
ORI? Yep, I'm still on the ORI.
Alright, WSTD688. Anyhow, am I coming in okay?
You're coming in right now, what is that?
I asked you if I was coming in okay. You're kind of breaking up too.
Going over Buffy Rose or whatever, level 2, over there.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. So what are you planning to do when you get home?
Just probably chill downstairs with the family, eat dinner, and do whatever. I'm not sure what we're going to have, but yeah, I'm planning to just chill downstairs, here with the family.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, you know, these GMRS radios are always amazing to me, you know? Like, you're literally on the road right now, and I'm obviously here at home.
It's a great time to, you know, there's obviously adults with kids, and with the way things are on your side, so GMRS is very beneficial.
Yeah, you're right, because my phone was on the fridge, or is on the fridge, I mean. Hello there, you're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you there. WSD68.
WS400.
I'm so sorry, WSD68, standby.
Gainsburg here.
I think it was station 400, Singer in Davisburg. Breaking up a little bit, but I caught that. This is WRVV525 over here in Southfield. Handheld on a base antenna, maybe, or I didn't catch the end part there. Which, Dennis Berg, well, you're probably on a Flynn repeater?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're making it, but it's definitely breaking up. Get a little more power, a little height on the antenna or something, you'd probably be doing better. It shouldn't take too much more to get you in there on a clear signal.
For sure, I appreciate it. WX400 clear.
WSDS979. WSD68. What time was your ride was tomorrow?
Now the pickup time, the first trip is between Lord, I don't remember. And it was like 1 to 1:30, I think. And then the second one is between 3:30 to 4:15, I think. Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm going to shoot you an email really quick with the outline.
Dominant victory. WRCY 565. Go Tigers.
This is WRTC 347. I'm looking for a radio check, please.
Hi, this is WSD68. I'm on another radio check. I can hear you.
WRPB 448, Kurt from Roland Township, monitoring the frequency.
WSDE 662, monitoring. WRY, R503, listening. CX 400 monitoring.
Noise here in the background. Try that again.
Seems pretty in and out now. First time I caught him, he was also monitoring. Couldn't catch his call sign.
I want to know where to send my bill to. WIUG 488, WRCP 544.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
Good evening, Jack. Checking in to see how your day went, brother.
It's doing good. I was over one of the sisters' house on the lake. I was sitting down and it was a little bit chilly. And it was chit-chat for a little bit and that's it. And now we're heading home. How about you, sir?
All systems go here, Jack. Getting in preparations today to hang two more antennas for tomorrow. So that's all done, so I should have them up in the air by late afternoon. But, all systems go here, brother. Enjoy your evening. I'm glad you had a good day with family, and we'll do it again, Jack. WRZP 544.
Thank you, Bob. You take care, and you have a good evening. And thank you for the shout, which is, you got to do that always. WIUD, where it is.
Look at that, Jack. Got to keep in check with my brother from another mother. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring the frequency.
WSCY-7-1-7-6. Roger, roger. WSCY-7-1-7, monitoring, and this is WSCY-7-1-7, monitoring.
Station 717, go ahead.
How are you doing?
We're doing fine, how about you? This is WIUG, 488.
My name's Grayson and I'm monitoring.
Your name is what? My name is Jack. What is yours?
Hey Jack. My name's Grayson.
Grayson or Jason?
G.
Okay, you're doing good. You're sounding good. Roger.
Hey, Jim. Having fun learning radio.
Where are you at? What is your location? I'm over here, 75 and Big Beaver.
Ninety-six
in Frankenmuth.
Look
at that. You're sounding good anyhow. Good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88 clear.
Thank you. The SCY-7-1-W-2.
Problem. Have a good evening. WIUG, 48.
WSCY-7-1-7-0.
WIKR-6-3-0.
Station 630. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing okay. I haven't heard you in a long time. You're probably busy working out there in the backyard, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm busy working, but I listen to you. Listen to you when I'm in my coffee in the morning.
Oh, that kind of listening. Yeah, you know what? I think you heard me three, four times. I was talking to New York. I was talking to Ohio. I was talking to Chicago, Illinois for the past week. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I heard you talking to New York, dude. And you were getting through really good, and so was he. That was a really good conversation you had with him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I talked to them. And I don't know, you probably can get to that. Because I know you're downriver, down that way. That's 600. And really, I was talking to even the guy past, he said 30 miles past Cat Lake. Roger.
G.
Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't hear that Cadillac conversation, but I heard the New York, and you were talking to somebody in Ohio, too. I heard you somebody talking to somebody in Ohio.
You idiot, moron. Moron.
Okay, what was that all about?
Not sure what that was. It was rude, though.
WRKR630, Jackie, still out there?
Yeah, I don't know who was that. Well, one of the... I don't know what to tell you. That stupidity guy or whatever it is out there. Anyhow, I got to back out of here because I'm driving. I'll catch you a little bit later. I'll talk to you some other time. WRUG 48.
All right. Well, A, my wife's going out of town, so I have a lot of time to talk to you.
I see. That's why. Anyhow, good to hear you really back. Good talking to you. And I wouldn't worry about that stupidity out there too much. We can talk over them with no problem. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jeff. WRKR 630, we're out.
Stupid Randy.
30 WRGP 544. That's a good one. Your wife's out of town, so you can talk. Brother, you need to get yourself a radio room. Enjoy your evening.
WRKR 630. Is that you, Bob, up there in Sheboygan?
That it is, sir. Sheboygan County, Bob, WRZP 544. How you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing good, Bob. WRKR 630, and it's Chris on this end. And I've never talked to you, but I've listened to you multiple times.
Yes, sir, I am familiar. All right, now there's nothing out there. Hush. Not missing a thing here, brother. I was chucking some antenna work today. I got two antennas tomorrow there for the shack. But other than that, it looks to be a beautiful week ahead. High 70s and plenty of sunshine.
All right, Bob. It's Chris, WRKR 630. That's nice talk to you. We'll be clearing your final.
Thank you, Chris. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We were waiting for Jack to jump in there.
He was just in there.
How's everything in Belleville? Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing.
Dave, I'm on the destination. I talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 3D, clear.
There's the Kenny at GMRF.
WSBD 439, clear.
Yeah, the inner 630. They went close to Bobo. Yeah, I guess there's no one close to Bravo. I just want to see if I get Simplex with another channel.
Yeah, I'm going through my list. I don't see anyone else near Belleville. I think you are the one and only.
I thought there was somebody out here around Little Run Airport.
Yeah, there might be, but they're not on my list. I'm looking all over the place on that. I don't see anyone near your side of town. There is a guy in Canton. That's kind of a little bit kind of close, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I can simplex with Canton. Like, if I had set up on my tower. But I do talk to Ipsy on simplex.
Yeah, all I have is handheld. I'm at the mercy of my repeater here.
You sound good. Is this Dave? You say you're Dave?
Yeah, roger that. Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Yeah, I'm in Flushing, Michigan. I'm here, it's about 12 to 15 miles east of Flint. Maybe not quite that far, maybe 10, 12 up miles. I've never really measured it.
Okay, Dave, you're coming over really good. I can hear you really good. This is Chris at the IKR 630.
Yeah, I looked you up on my GMRS when I when you put call sign out.
Okay, roger. Yeah, you coming in here really good. That's getting that Flint repeater, you said?
Yeah, roger that. That Flint repeater is a good repeater. I don't know if you know too much about Genesee County, but I was probably 10, 12 more miles northwest in Montrose. We were doing a siren check, and I hit the Flint repeater from out there. So it's all repeater. It's nothing what I'm doing, that's for sure.
Hey, Roger. Are you a ham operator, too?
Not quite. I'm about three-quarters of the way studying. As a matter of fact, I should be doing it now instead of playing around on the radio, but I'm about three-quarters of the way through on my ham study, and doing pretty good on the testing taking. There are a couple sections that throw me for a loop, but for the most part, I think I do pretty well on it. But I'm hoping November If not November, I'll probably be in, try to get my license in January.
Okay, yeah, I'm about the same place you are. I study and I stop, and I study and I stop, and I study and I stop. But yeah, I want to get that technician and then go on, you know, but yeah, been busy around here remodeling my house, so retired and doing a lot of stuff I didn't do in the last 25 years.
Yep, same here. Not remodeling or anything, but I retired last June, and just getting little things done around here. Then I had a dog die. Now we got a new one. So now I'm watching the new dog while the wife is out, and instead of getting on the computer studying right now, I am puppy watching.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, we put our dog down quite a few years ago. We never got another one because we traveled too much because our daughter lives out of town and just can't take the dog or rely on anybody to take care of it. So, yeah, didn't want to put it in the kennel. You know, so never got another one.
Yep, Roger that. We were supposed to, because the wife wants to travel and go do things and stuff, but she, the need for a new dog overtook it all, so we're counting on a daughter of a niece to come by and stay in the house while we're gone, or we'll end up taking the dog with us, I guess.
Yeah, I told the wife, I said, man, you know, I'd like to have an old dog and probably keep me company during the day because she's still working. She's going to go for another year. But I was like, man, it'd keep me company during the day, but boy, what are we going to do after that? And we want to travel, you know?
Yeah, Roger that. And she's a traveler, too, so it's going to be more of a hindrance on her than it is me. I'm a homebody, so I don't mind sticking around here, but we'll see how she does. But she's got a huge family, so I guess she can call on someone to help watch the dog, I guess. We'll be relying on others to step in. Hopefully they can do so.
All right, I'm going to get on out of here. Nice talking to you, Dave. It's WRKR 60, Chris. I'm going to be clear on your final, buddy. It's always great to hear from someone else, you know?
Yeah, Roger that. Absolutely. I mean, I love these linked repeaters. You talk to people, you know, new people from out throughout the state. I mean, it boggled my mind that I was able to get to Rochester Hills. Jack was my first contact about, I think it was, might have been May or June, probably June, once I figured out how to put the repeaters in and all. And it just boggled my mind that I was able to talk to Detroit and up all the way up to Sheboygan on a 5-watt handheld radio. And on a given night, you know, depending on the, you know, atmospheric conditions, talking to Ohio and New York. Haven't done Chicago yet. I went out and I've done westward out to Muskegon, but it just bothered me. So, anyways, I'm going to get out of here before I time out again. nice talking to you, Chris. Well, I'll listen for you in there now, from now on. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439. That's the reason why I like saying my call phonetically. So in case anyone wants to look me up on TMRS and say, well, is that a valid, you know, license number or not? You can look me up. I'm on there. I think that's part of the fun part, too, is seeing where everyone is from. 7-3, talk to you later. We're clearing the frequency. We're out.
Hey, Dave, I was going to say that was clear, but, yep, that's great, you know. Everything, and, yeah. Hey, give me a shout-out here. I do a lot of listening, so I'm out here, but I don't do a lot of talking, so give me a shout-out. All right, WRKR 630, Chris, we're out. RTP 347 Mobile Monitor.
Case went before the appellate court this week, and by the time it was over, the closing argument of the Democrat lawyers was just them begging.
Thank you, WREV. I'll say that again. WRVE 804 in Barrington. WSDY 438. We enjoy the repeater.
WIZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
544. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 488, got a good copy on you, Jack. Go ahead.
Did you see anything today, or did you get anything today, as far as the deer wise?
Negative. Plans changed. Getting prepared two antennas to put up here for tomorrow. So things changed, but we've got a good long deer season, Roger.
Sure. Now let me ask you, Bob, what antenna is that? Is that for the 10 meter or 20?
For my ICOM 7300, my HF rig, I've got a serial four-element Yagi on the horizontal at about 38 feet on a rotor, but I picked up an ICOM AH710, 80-foot long-wire dipole. Looks like a long clothesline with a W weaving between the upper and lower lines. Roger.
Dad, you didn't buy the vertical, did you?
Negative. You can mount it. Just consider yourself two long clotheslines, maybe a foot and a half apart. And then a W woven between them. It's 80 feet long with the connector and the bomb in the middle of the antenna. It's directional, north, south, east, or west, depending on how you mount it. And then, of course, I can mount it on an inverted V-type situation, and that gives me a better radius for transmission. Roger.
Do that, Bob, yeah. And it's directional, right?
Roger that. I figure I've got the serial four-element Yagi there, which I do enjoy. A great antenna. But I've been wanting to test this long-wire dipole out should the proverbial brown stuff hit the rotary device for a good field antenna, Roger.
I see that. I know what you got now. All right. Well, good luck tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to need any help. I don't mind coming all the way there to help you out, Bob.
Keep that in mind, Roscoe. I've also got an SDR antenna I picked up. What is it? 0 to 1300 cone antenna. Several radiuses off of it for the SDR, but I'll keep that in mind, brother. I've got some help coming this way, so hopefully things will go well. Enjoy your evening, Jack. We'll do it again, brother. WRZP 544.
Bob, just make sure everything is safety when you get up there. 100%. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear. Station 630. How you doing anyhow?
You must be home, Jack, because it's coming a lot better.
Yeah, you know what? That's what some people said. See, I was on Common 2x4. I think you know you're familiar with that antenna. That antenna is for GMRS. 70 centimeter and 2 meter. So that's what I had on the truck. But before I had the GMRS original antenna. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. You were a little scratchy earlier, but now you're coming in really good now.
and because I'm on the Harvest BC-200. Roger.
Yep, yep. All right, man. I'm having a little hard time hearing Bob up there. It's like a lot of static tonight for some reason. He usually just booms in here.
Bob, number one, he's a lovely guy out there I never met, and this is the truth. And Bob, he have good radios. Always he had good radios. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, but it's probably on my end and not his end. It's probably on my end because my antenna is so well.
I have a hard time pulling you out, but you are Lima Charlie. I can pull you out of there, but you are weak. And I'm not on my base station either. I'm on the HT in the living room.
Yeah, I can hear you, Bob, but yeah, it's really weak compared to when you're on your base.
I'm going to get creative for this winter. My radio shack sits, oh, I don't know, maybe 32 yards, 34 yards from the house. It's a set of six garages. I separated one into a shack. I'm going to see what I can do about moving my KG-1000 plus over here for the winter. So we're going to solve that for the winter. Roger.
Yes, sir. We understand. Yeah. Hey, well, good luck on all your endeavors.
Appreciate it. You as well. Keep doing what you're doing, and be safe and enjoy the rest of your week. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Jack, back to you, sir, for identification purposes, WRZP-544. Back to you, Jack. Thank you, Bob. You guys have Bob, good talking to you. You take care. WIEG 48. Now, did you finish your backyard, 630?
What was that?
Did you finish all your backyard work? Mine is not done yet.
My problem is I have honeybees. I have a lot to do with them tomorrow, so no. Everything out back in my backyard. Now I got to deal with the bees tomorrow, and no, I'm got a lot of things to do.
I still got to pick up some of those left over from the vegetables. Then now I got a leash, another thing to deal with.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I had a guy here today about cutting down a tree and cutting some branches out of another tree because there's some branches falling on the cars that cause us a little bit of money.
That is a good thing you did, anyhow. Hired somebody to do that, really. I would never climb the tree, I'll be honest with you. Roger?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got all my front yard's all oak trees, and they're huge. So, yeah, they're going to take one down and cut some stuff out of another one. Because branch fell on my wife's car and it cost us it cost the insurance company $3,500.
Yeah, those trees, they do it anyhow. I don't know what to tell you, but they still got some work to do out here. And it's not done. And not only that, now I gotta
I got a neighbor, he's got those trees up, you know, right in my backyard, and I don't want to cut them all, you know, then then I got to deal with them, you know, when they come down, which is some leaf already came down from him. I'm not going to go there and tell him, hey, your leaf's in the backyard. I'm not going to do that. I just got to deal with it. Roger?
Yes, sir. I feel your pain because I have neighbors that don't do anything with the trees, and they fall in my yard all the time, and I have to cut them off.
You're right. Hey, but you're sounding good, by the way. I don't know what you're on. You're sounding good. You may be on your handheld, Roger.
No, I'm on my ocean. Mobile, base station, whatever I set up there. But yeah, I'm on my ocean.
Yeah, that radio really sounds good. Anyhow, what you do? Put a new antenna? Not yet.
No, I got my towers going to go up in the next week or two. You'll hear me a lot better once I get my tower up. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of antennas going up on that thing.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if you need the tower or not, but what you got right now, it does a good job. Very, very good job. Roger?
Yeah, the antenna's just on top of the chimney. Mine looks like an antenna. That's all broadcast right now, but it's a trim antenna. It's GMRS antenna. I cut it for the frequency.
Go ahead, Bob. I heard you again.
ETs up quick. No, get your tower up. Get your tower up. Mine looks like an antenna farm. You'll love it. I just got mine up after being down after 2 years, so here maybe about 6 months ago. So looking forward to it. Good luck with that, and good luck with your trees. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Bob, no problem. Anyhow, well, we'll see what happens. Tomorrow I got to get up in the morning and do what I got to do. I got to start the lawnmower again and go get that lawnmower. I checked it yesterday, and they need change oil. Now I got to deal with change oil before you do any leaves out that way. When you don't have no ramp, and that's a rider. It's not, a push lawnmower, you know. Maybe push lawnmower, he can pick it up, but that's a rider. And I don't have the ramp for those things. And I never went, bother to see how much are they. I guess Harper Freight, they have them, too. I don't know if they do have them or not. Roger?
Hey, Jack, here you go. I went to Harbor Freight and I got a jack for mine. Pull the front tires up on it, you jack it up in the air, you can work on your dock and change your blades or sharpen your blades and change your oil.
You know what, you're right, but I never done that at all. Not change oil, not, sharpen the blade. And it's been with me 5 years. And I never done all those things.
Yeah, well, I got one from Harbor Freight. And I jack it up and I clean out under the deck, take the blades off, sharpen them, put them back on and everything. It's really nice. You just put it in the corner.
Tell me, Harbor Freight, they have that kind of jack? Jack up two tires and go under there.
and take a look at them. Just, you got a rider, just a regular rider. Pull the front tires up on it, you jack it up in the air, and you get it way up high.
I'm glad to hear that from you, really, because I didn't know they had that kind of... And weren't you about a couple hundred?
Well, I don't remember what it was. Yeah, like 5 or 6 years ago, but it wasn't that much. It wasn't a couple hundred. It was a little on the cheap side.
You know what? I might swing by tomorrow, find out what they got, and I'll take a couple of measured front tires and see what they got for that. They might have a different one. Roger?
Yeah, this one's like, it's gray in color, and it has a, where you pull the front tires up on it, you just jack it up. And you get all underneath it and do all the maintenance on your deck and everything that you need to do.
Yeah, that's what they, about a year ago, that's what that guy said. Because it was down, it wasn't even cranked up at all. So I had the guy come out here, he charged you $100 to come out and fix the filter. The filter cost $50. And I said, is this a brand new filter? He said, no, I don't have a brand new filter. I got a used filter. And that filter is so small, unbelievable. So I didn't have no other choice but to do that. He said, you have to do that. You have to get under it and find out, you know, your rights and all that stuff. You got to clean all that up.
Yeah, well, you need to do some research on the internet, and you can buy all the stuff you need on the internet and have it delivered to the house and do that stuff yourself.
Yeah, well, I bought mine from Tractor Supply on 32 Mile of Van Dyke. That's probably why. Those guys, they just want to get rid of the lawnmower because it was the end of the season. And he said, that's the only one I got. And I give it to you for $800. Oh, okay, I'll take it, no problem. He didn't even say, how the heck, I said, how am I going to put it in a pickup truck? I had a Ram at that time. Then he said, well, I tell you what, when you buy it, then I got the Ram, it costs you $150.
It was $150 to deliver it to your house?
That's what he said, to deliver it. He said, I said, well, then I said, wait a minute, let me ask my brother. My brother was with me, sitting in the front. So I asked him, he said, I don't know what to tell you. I asked him for, you know, if he can do it for free or $50 or, because you already bought the thing for $800-$900 by the time taxes and all that, plus the interest, you know. I said, ask him something. So I asked him, so he said, look, I don't know what to tell you. He said, that's what we charge. That's what he said.
Yeah, I got a trailer. I think it's like 4x8 from Tractor Supply. I paid $300 for it because it was damaged. It had a scratch on a fender. And they sold it to me for $300. I just paid the fender. I still have it.
I think I gotta drive down there, find the trailer in case something happened to it, put it on the trailer instead of charging $150, go back to them and all that. But he said he said the warranty on that is only 1 year. So I said, okay, what happened after 1 year? He said, I don't know. He said, you'll know what happened after 1 year.
Oh, boy, that's crazy. But yeah, go to Harbor Freight and look at those jacks and jack your lawnmower off, clean under your deck, take your blades off, you just lay on the garage floor and you can do all that stuff, and the whole tractor's up in the air.
And maybe you'll know that jack, it goes right in the middle of the rider or on the front when you take off those two tires.
Now you just put it in front of your lawnmower, you roll your front tires up on where it lifts it up. There's like the areas for your tires to sit on. Then you lock your brake on your lawnmower, and you jack it up in the air. It just sits there, and you can clean underneath your deck and take your blades off.
Yeah, I know what you're saying now. Yeah, no problem. I'll go out there and take a look what they got. There's one about a half hour where I am, because none of them around here, except the one in Pontiac, and that's a little bit far. So there's one down like 13 in John R. That way.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, just, you know, I mean, you can just set it up for next year, you know. You don't have to do it this year, but, you know, just go down there when you get a little chance and take a look at it. You know, if it works for you, buy one, and, I mean, it works for me. It's good jack, and jacks that thing right up in the air, and take my blades off and clean underneath my deck, and I don't have to take the deck off no more.
Hey, you know what? You're right. For next year, because now it's a leaf time, and you got to do all those leaves 3-4 times. And more than that, 3-4 times. Last year, I had about 10 times I had to do them before I put it away. Last year, it was very, very heck, but I don't know about now.
Well, I get so many leaves here because I'm surrounded by trees and my whole front yard's trees. And I bought what they call a cyclone rake. I suck all the leaves up and I take them out in the woods and dump them. That's what I do every year. I don't rake nothing or anything.
Let me ask you, where do you get that from?
Oh, the company's called Cyclone Rake. Yeah, it's kind of pricey, but, I mean, I used to spend my entire fall out here in the yard cleaning leaves up. Now I spend an hour and a half.
By chance, you know what these people are?
What's that?
Oh, that they sell that cycle ring? Were they selling that?
Well, Cyclone Rake is sold by Cyclone Rake. Just put in cycloneRake.com and it'll bring up their website.
I might get one of them. That probably is the best thing to do anyhow, instead of using that lawnmower, because it takes a lot of gas, a lot of time. I don't know why, but it's taking a lot of gas.
it goes behind your lawnmower. It has a VEX system on it. It's huge, and it just sucks all the leaves up. And I used to take it over to my mother's house, which she lives in the city. And I just take the leaves out of it and put them in the yard bags and put them out to the road.
Do you think a tractor supply sells them to them?
No, it's cyclonerake.com.
I got you. Well, thank you for that information. All right, let's back out of here for a little bit. Maybe somebody out there wants to use your frequency. I'll be listening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jet, WRKR 630, Chris, we're out.
Hey, Jack. I come in the middle of the conversation. I was out on the road. I'm headed home now. Sounded like you were looking for one of those lawn tractor jacks. What you can do is look on Marketplace. I picked mine up for like $75 or something like that. And they're pretty slick. It does like that other guy said. You know, you jack it up, gets it up high, gets that jack up so you can take your blades off, power wash everything. So the RZP 736.
Thank you. That Marketplace, okay. I don't know where they are, but they are probably somewhere around here anyhow. I'll check that out. Thank you anyhow for that info. That was a good help. Because I got a lot of leaves, and not only me. My son, he's got about 25 trees out that way, too.
Yeah, I use mine for doing maintenance and everything. And then we got property up north, and I got a ton of leaves. I was up over the weekend. Used my backpack blower for the first time for leaves that dropped. It's still a little green up there, but, you know, there was still enough that it took up majority of the day blowing them. But Harbor Freight's got that jack, and I'm sure Tractor Supply and all them guys have them. I think they're like $150 or something like that. But like I said, I got mine on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And it was like, I think, $50 or $75 or something.
I'm going to check these people out at the Marketplace. Well, thank you anyhow for that information. And you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRZP 736. I'll be monitoring for the ride home.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring.
WRPV 448, Groveland Township, Kurt, monitoring the frequency.
Good evening, Kurt, WRZB 544.
Good evening, how are you doing?
All systems go here. No complaints, how about yourself?
Yeah, about the same here. I'm playing around with a new insulin meter, trying to get it to pair with my phone. Other than that, all is good here.
Roger that. Had a good day here. Prepping a couple of antennas to put up tomorrow. So all in all, a good day. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Good to hear you on here. And maybe we'll get a round robin started on a good topic. Have a good evening, sir. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544.
Well, you take care and be safe with your antenna work tomorrow. I hope all goes well. This is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, and I am clear and monitoring. Have a good night.
Bob is getting just as popular as Jack.
USDM 993, monitoring.
WSBI 847. WSBI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Try one more time. WSBI 847. WSBI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Oh, I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.